If you have your Bibles tonight, though, please, would you stand to your feet and turn with me to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews and the 6th verse. The 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews and the 6th verse. And this is what it reads. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. I want to read that one more time. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Can we pray? Father in heaven, God, tonight, as we come before Your throne of grace, God, one more time, asking, God, that You would place a watchman beside the ears of the listener. God, that as this word, God, goes forth tonight, Lord, that You would so, Lord, bless Your people to hear the word and to receive it, Father, that their faith may increase. Their life, God, in the spirit realm, God, would increase. We speak growth spiritually, God, tonight, to the minds, the hearts, the ideas, the affections, to every heart in life, God, under the sound of our voice tonight. We believe and know, God, without the Spirit, God, it will be impossible to receive the supernatural things that You have in store for us. God, I ask, God, that You tonight, Lord, not, God, allowing me to speak my own personal words, God, but that the words that come from me tonight be Your words. And, God, that You would use that word, God, planting great seeds of faith, God, in Your people tonight. And, God, we'll be so sure, Lord, to give You all the glory and all the praise and all the honor, Lord, for all that You will do in this service tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You may be seated, and thank you so very much. There was a story of a minister that I heard of many years ago, and this caught my attention as I listened very closely to what the story said and how it unfolded. A minister, a seasoned minister, I might add, had been in the ministry for many years. It seemed that everywhere this minister went, that the power of God and the signs of miracles would follow this man's ministry. He would go into different towns, people would be healed, people would stand up out of wheelchairs, the blinded eyes would be open, and the ears of the listener would be opened. And God done tremendous miracles night after night after night in this man's ministry. One young evangelist one night was in the service, and he said this to himself: I need to get to this evangelist. I want to know what the secret of his anointing is. So the first night went by, and it was impossible because the crowds were so large. The second night, he tried his best to get to the evangelist, and he could not. By the third night, he was so desperate to find out what the key to this man's ministry was, the anointing of God upon his life. He had to know. As he approached the seasoned evangelist, he walked up to him and he said, "Sir, I have been now trying for several days in a row, and I have wondered in my mind and heart What is the secret of your anointing? The seasoned evangelist looked at him and said this basically. I made up my mind a long time ago that it didn't matter where I was and it didn't matter what I was doing. Whenever the Spirit of the Lord would tell me to stop what I was doing and go and pray, I would immediately stop and run and find a place to pray. He said it did not matter if I was in a train station waiting to get on a bus. I would get out of line and go and pray. It didn't matter if I was standing in line to get on an airplane after waiting 2 hours for my flight to leave. It did not matter. I would go and pray immediately when the Spirit would say, leave what you're doing and go and pray. He said, if I was standing in front of my best friend in the entire world, in a heated conversation with my best friend, and when the Spirit of God would say, stop what you're doing, go and pray immediately, I would leave what I was doing and tell my friend, I'm sorry, excuse me, and turn and walk away and go find a corner, go find a bathroom, go find somewhere I could pray. And he said, I have learned that this is the number one thing, the secret of the anointing of God on my life. I have learned to be obedient, first of all, to the voice of God. And I have learned to stop what I was doing and give God the full attention that He so desperately wanted from my life. In other words, I would push everything else aside and I would concentrate 100% of my effort to the Spirit of an Almighty God. And I would yield myself to the Spirit of God. I would let nothing get in my way. I would say yes to God at any given moment. That is the secret, I feel, of the anointing of God on my life. Although the Father loves you greatly, you are thoroughly deceived to think that you will receive anything supernatural from Him except He first see acting faith. Did you hear what I said? You are thoroughly deceived to think that you will receive anything supernatural from God unless He first see your acting faith. Oh yes, the Father loves you, but He is waiting to see your faith in action. Turn to your next door neighbor and say, faith in action. We've not only been called to hear the Word of God, but we've also been called to be what? Doers of the Word of God. So you are thoroughly deceived in believing that you'll receive anything supernatural from God until God first see your acting faith. Because when God sees your acting faith, He has to begin to perform His Word in your life. God has wrote this Word and He cannot lie. So whatever God has written in His Word, whenever He sees your acting faith and that you are acting upon the Spirit of God and you're wanting to flow with the Spirit of God, then God begins to do things supernaturally in your life. We are presently being blessed. You are presently being blessed under the general loving kindness of God. Everybody is under the general loving kindness of God. How many of you know that we serve a God that loves us? Yes. He's watching over us, but we are under His general loving kindness. And you are also prospering under the blessings of the United States of America. If you were possibly living today in India, you would not be blessed possibly like you are today here in the United States. If you were living in Africa, in the bush country, you would not be blessed as you are blessed today living in America. So there is a general loving kindness of God that we are under, and that there are blessings through the United States of America, and we are prospering. Did you realize that the United States of America produces more millionaires than any other country in the world? It produces more millionaires than any other country in the world. But before you can receive anything from God supernaturally, you will have to recognize that there is a divine order of God. Everybody look at your next door neighbor and say, divine order of God. There is a divine order of God. Just as the pastor of this church has a divine order, he's got order of the service. Just as the church of God has come in and they've built this building and they've organized things, they've put the instruments in place, they've put these flowers up here on the stage, and they've got these chairs, and they've got these pews in here, and the other facilities that's built on this property, all has come through organization, and all has come through a divine order. When this church was first established, somebody had to go down to the city. Somebody had to take out permits. There was all a divine order before construction could begin on this church. There's divine order. Before you can receive anything from God, you will have to understand that there is a divine order of God. Before you can receive anything supernatural from God, you'll have to recognize God's divine order. Most Americans are like chickens with their heads cut off. They run here, they run there, they run over there, and they run back there, and they think that they have full control of their life. But you do not have full control of your life. Can anybody in this church tell me what's going to happen to your life in 2 months from now? Do you know what you'll be doing this day next year exactly? You do not have full control of your life. You may have a plan in place to take care of today or tomorrow, next week. You may know a few things, but you do not have full control of your life. You'll have to recognize that there is a divine order of God before you receive things supernatural from God. People are trying to find their way, and they think that they have control over their lives, but until they recognize the divine order of God, they cannot receive anything from God. God is the only one that knows what your tomorrow holds. Listen to what I'm about to say. If there's any message in 18 years that I've had the privilege to preach, I feel that this is probably one of the most important messages for our society today. We need what I am about to preach on. The Bible indicates in John 4:24 that God is a what? A spirit. Say it, tell your next door neighbor, God is a spirit. And they that worship Him must worship Him in what? Spirit and in truth. Nobody will ever be able to change the truth of God's Word. Did you hear what I said?
Right now, we know that the justices right now are trying to make a decision about the homosexual community in America today. I don't care what they decide, it will never change the truth of God's word. Give Jesus a hand clap of praise in the house of God. You will have to understand that God is a spirit, and every time that we come into these doors, we must begin to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Not coming in the doors without reverence to God, not coming in the doors with no respect. But when we come into the house of God, and when you're at home, if you do not have an altar and do not recognize God as a spirit in your home, then you need to start today. You need to begin to recognize that God is a spirit, and you have to treat Him in that manner and worship Him in spirit and in truth. You have a spirit, and God is a spirit. Listen to me. The Father seeks those whom He can show Himself strong through. The Bible says that the eyes of the Lord roam to and fro, and He's seeking those that He can show Himself strong through. He's scanning each and every one of your lives today, and He's trying to see and He's trying to find something in your life that nobody else has got or nobody else is doing. Listen to what I'm going to say in just a moment. But He can only supernaturally bless only those who recognize the Spirit. Only those who really recognize the Spirit, those will be blessed supernaturally. They rejected Jesus for 3.5 years, and they have rejected the Holy Spirit for 2,000 years. They rejected Jesus for 3.5 years of His ministry, and they have rejected the Holy Spirit for 2,000 years. We have the promise according to John 14 and 16 and 17, and I will pray the Father, and this is the words of Jesus. And He says, and I will give you another comforter that He may abide with you forever. 17, and even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be where? In you. How many are saved in this church tonight? Raise your hand if you're saved. If you are saved, you have, yes, the Spirit of God in you. You are already sealed unto the day of your redemption. You're saved. But the baptism in the Holy Ghost carries you just a little bit further with God. It carries you to another plateau with God. You will have to recognize the Spirit and the divine order of God before God is going to supernaturally bless your life. I don't know about you tonight, but I want the supernatural blessings of God. I do not want to just remain satisfied with my physical life, my fleshly life, trying to make it from day to day, having my problems in and out, up and down, and all of those things that happen in our daily lives. But I want the supernatural blessings of God upon me and my family and my ministry. You will also have to understand that God is a business person. How many of you can agree with what I'm saying tonight? You believe God is a business person? God does business with His people on the earth. Listen to what I'm going to say. God is always looking for those that are close to Him. He's always looking unto those that are looking to the Spirit. You hear me? God is a business person and I can see God. He comes daily, almost like he's coming out from the heavenly curtains in heaven. He comes out, and I believe God's got a large desk in heaven. The Bible indicates that God's got books in heaven. They are books. But I believe in such a way that we can understand what I want to get across to you tonight is that God has a desk. And upon God's desk, he comes to his heavenly desk every day, and he's ready to do business with his children upon the earth. Listen to what I'm going to say. You need to get this. This could transform your life. He comes to his desk and he begins to look upon his desk, and there are certain documents upon the desk of God.
Hallelujah.
And no doubt there's thousands upon thousands upon thousands of documents upon the desk of God. And as he begins to scan that desk area, he's looking for something. He scans back and forth, and what God is looking for is a signal from his children upon the earth. He's looking for a signal. He wants you to send a signal out every day of your life. If you're not sending the signal when God gets to you, he looks at you, and yes, you're his child, and yes, you're under the general loving kindness of God, but God has to pass over you because you're not focused on the Spirit and the Spirit's way of doing things. And as God begins to look, and he comes across, you know, Pastor Ken. Oh, my God, there's a signal. The signal's going out from Brother Ken every day. And then he passes on. He says, oh, I got something special for Pastor Ken, or it might be Sister Jane or Sister Martha or whoever it is. And they're sending out a signal every day that they wake up. Every day that they go to bed, there's a signal going straight up to God every day. It's just not once a week or just not twice a month or, you know, occasionally, but it's a signal going up to God every single day. God is a business person, and I'm going to say this one more time, and he's looking for that signal. Here's the message. It's a simple message. Go home. Shut the door. Shut the windows. Turn off the TV. Turn off the telephone. Turn off the radio. And get before God and pray in the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, for he that prayeth in an unknown tongue prayeth not unto man, but unto God. Can you hear me preach? The Bible is very clear to us today that God is looking for a signal. God is looking for you today to go home and shut the door, turn off every piece of equipment that you've got, and not 1 hour, 2 hours a day, for extended periods of time, praying in the Holy Ghost. God is not Russian. God is not an American. God understands a language that he's given us in his tongues. Oh, it might be foolish to man, and man would love nothing more than to dissect the language and try to tear it apart, but the Father has given us tongues. Shikora babaki. God has given us tongues. And it might seem foolish, and you might not know what you're saying, But so what? You're talking directly to God and you're sending out a signal and you're acknowledging the divine order of God. It's a divine order of God. God the Father was in heaven, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit before it all began. They all sat around the table and they made plans for your life. What I'm trying to tell you, whenever Jesus Christ ascended back to the Father, He is at the right hand of God the Father, but the Spirit of God is here with us. I want to make this just as clear and simple as I possibly can. You will have to acknowledge the Spirit of God to get anything supernatural from God. Because God will never do anything outside the Spirit. Did you hear what I said? God is not going to override His Spirit to do something supernatural in your life. So you have to go through the channels that God has ordained in His Word when He said, "And I will send you another Comforter, that He will be with you and be inside of you. He is the Spirit of truth." And if you can get a hold of what I'm saying tonight, God has a divine order in the way that we're to do things today. Listen to what I'm going to say. If there's no signal, God can do nothing for you. You will continue to remain under the general loving kindness of God, trying to feel your way in this world. And it's almost like you're just going here and you're going there, and there's no real direction in your life because you're not acknowledging the Spirit of God. And unless you begin today to acknowledge the Spirit of God in your life, in your family, in your ministry, in this church, the supernatural things of God will never come to your life. God will continue to allow you to try to make your way through this world. Yes, you're saved. Yes, if you die, you will go to heaven. But it's a lot easier if you'll just acknowledge the Spirit of God and see the supernatural things of God transpire in your life while you live here. While you are here. The Bible says, and when the Spirit of God came on the day of Pentecost, it did what? He will come upon you and you will receive what? Power. The power of God will come on your life. And you will be witnesses. In other words, God's going to give you what you need. God's going to give you power. You'll be able to stand up in the devil's face. You'll be able to cast out demons. You will not run from a demon spirit. If there's one thing we've learned how to do is stand up in the face of a demon. But it's using the Spirit of Almighty God. You can't do it. I can't do it. But the Spirit of God can do it. The Spirit of God can do it. Give Him a hand clap of praise. God has plans for you. Look at your next door neighbor and say, "God's got supernatural plans for me." Oh, Jesus. God's got supernatural plans for me. God's got supernatural propósitos. Hallelujah. He's got plans and purposes for your life. And they're just awaiting for you. Woo. Oh, hallelujah. The supernatural things of God are just waiting for you right around the corner. And all you got to do is open your mouth and start praying in the Holy Ghost every day. I used to be one of those people that only prayed in the Holy Ghost when I would come to church. Not no more. I pray every day in the Holy Ghost. I'll get myself and lock myself up in a corner in the closet. It don't matter where I am. I'm going to pray in the Holy Ghost. You have got to pray in the Holy Ghost. Yeah, if you're not baptized and filled in the Holy Ghost, we're going to help you with that in just a little bit. We're going to help you with that in just a minute. I promise you that. Here's the thing. Father and the Son and the Spirit are in perfect unity and perfect harmony. Listen to me. So here's the Spirit down here with us. And every time you acknowledge the Spirit of God is transmitting a signal, and you're praying in the Holy Ghost, and you're praying the secret things of God. The Father has this divine order and will never do anything apart from the Spirit, which is now here on the earth, and He's going to be in you. I can tell you today that according to Romans 5 and 8, if you got your Bible, please put it up on the screen if you can. We're going to move along. Hallelujah. The Bible says, 8 and 5 of Romans, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. Listen to that. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. That is an indication to me that every time you acknowledge the Spirit of God, Ilorabaki, Mushikorababaka, Lakandarabokorababasi. And see, you're sending out a signal. Hallelujah. That signal's going up to God. Hallelujah. And you're acknowledging the Spirit of God. Then God's going to acknowledge you. Amen. The Bible says in verse 8 of Romans, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. You can come to church and be just one of the best members of this church. You can sit on the pew. You can be a great help to the pastor. But if you're doing it in the flesh, then it's not pleasing to God. You will have to recognize the Spirit of God in this place, in this world, and you'll have to operate through the divine order of God. You cannot please God if you're operating in the flesh. So a lot of times we'll come to church, and your mind may be 1,000 miles away from worshiping God. That is flesh. We've got to understand, and we've got to bring our minds, our thoughts, and our hearts into captivity and guard them and concentrate. Concentrate on the Spirit of God and truth of God's Word. Love Him with all of your heart. This is not a game that we play in. This is for real. It's for real. Now that you are minding the things of the Spirit, you'll have to obey the divine order of God, and you'll have to pray in the Holy Ghost. Did you hear what I said? Now that you understand the divine order of God, it's your responsibility to go home and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost now will never let you alone from this day forward. You will have to yield your member to the Spirit of God and pray in the Holy Ghost. If not, you will be disobeying the divine order of God's holy word. Did you hear what I said? So now it's your responsibility. It's my responsibility to let the signal go out. Amen? The Bible says, in Jude, to build up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. The Bible indicates in 21st, it says, keep yourself in the love of God. Right after that, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Let me make this one thing clear. As you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, your faith begins to increase. For extended periods of time, praying in the Holy Ghost. God begins to do supernatural things in your life, which I'm going to share with you in just a moment. But here it is. Let me go ahead and go move on. So God wants you to build yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 14 and 2, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understand him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh what? Mysteries. Oh my God. Now that word mystery could be translated into the secrets of God. Into the hidden purposes and hidden plans of God for your life. You see what I'm saying? So as you're praying and glorifying God in the Spirit, you're speaking mysteries. You don't know what you're saying, and you don't know what God is doing in your life. It may be in your family. It may be in your children's life. It may be in the church family. It could be somebody that you don't even know, and you're praying in the Holy Ghost, but God is praying the plans and the purposes. It's secret things of God that He's praying about. You don't understand what God's doing. Romans 8 and 26 says, likewise, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with what? Groanings which cannot be uttered. I'm going to share this with you. And what I'm about to tell you is the truth. It's the truth with all of my heart. My wife has a sister, and the only sister that she has lives here in the Lynette area. Her and her husband had separated due to a lot of the problems that was going on in the man's life. I'll leave it at that. They have since had to get a divorce. But during this particular time, Kathy, my wife's sister, was going through a lot of turmoil. She was going a lot of problems during this time. My wife and her left last year and stayed gone 3 days. And during those 3 days, I began to pray in the Holy Ghost. I would walk from one end of the house to the other. Shikora babaki. I would walk in every bedroom. I would walk in the kitchen. I would walk all through the house praying and believing God. And I never one time asked God for anything specifically. So as I'm praying, nothing happened. 3 solid days. We left. We were on our way back to Texas. We were going through Beaumont. I got a phone call, and before I go any further, I want to let you know what happened. For 10 years, my home church in Laredo, Texas, has went to Israel that me and my wife had desired to go on, but we could not because of finances. It's nearly $4,000 a person to go to Israel. So I'm praying for those 3 days in that sister's house. Now you kind of know that we had a desire to go to Israel but could not, but I never one time asked God to help me go to Israel. So I get a phone call going through Beaumont, Texas, and it's a board member over a ministry called Power Ministry out of California. They call me up and say, hey, Brother David, have you heard about our Israel trip? Yes, sir, I sure have. God bless you and everything. I hope everything goes well with you guys. We'll be praying for you. But wait a minute, Brother David. The board got it together, and they voted unanimously to send you and your wife to Israel, all paid. Jesus. I immediately began to weep and cry, crying out to God, thank you, Father, thank you, Father. And I immediately said this to my wife. That is a supernatural trip that came out of praying in the Holy Ghost. We was praying. What did we say? The Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. In our prayer time, God knows what your desires are. God knows what your family is going through. God knows where your husband's living, where the wife is living, where the household is living. God knows your situation in your job. He knows every situation in everybody else's life in the church. And He knows your desires. But all you got to do is just be obedient to the divine order of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Every day, just pray in the Holy Ghost. Okay, so we're praying in the Holy Ghost. We're believing God, amen, for just whatever God wants to do. You know, I'm for whatever God wants to do. We leave from Beaumont. We go on to Laredo. We get there. Several days later, we get a phone call from Amy's sister, Kathy. She tells Amy, now, while I'm in the house praying, nothing happened. Okay, but now we get home, Kathy calls Amy and says, Amy, you will never guess what happened. What happened? Well, her mama, you'll have to understand, died several years ago. She said, I had a dream about mama. And mama come to me in my dream, and as I was driving in the carport area, in the house that her mother used to live in. It was her mom and daddy's house too. She's driving into the carport area and Phyllis opens the side door and sticks her head out and does this. And that's it. Didn't say a word. She looks over at the clock and it's 3 o'clock in the morning. The second night, she has another dream. Her mother comes to her the second night in the same time of night, 3 o'clock in the morning, walks into the kitchen, looks at Kathy, and does this. And that's all. She doesn't say a word. The third night, she has another dream, and her mom comes to her once again in the bedroom and looks at her and does this. And doesn't say a word. She looks at the clock and it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Kathy calls Amy and says, Amy, I got to know what God is trying to show me. Mama is trying to tell me something, but I don't know what it is. So she said, I'm going to pray, and I want you to pray with me and ask God to give me an answer. So the next morning or two, Kathy gets up, and she works at Kia plant, and she's on her way to work, and she turns on the radio, and there's a song that says this. At 3 o'clock in the morning, I was awakened, and if I was there with you, this is what I would say. Be strong in the Lord. Be courageous, for I am with you. Fear not, for I, the Lord, do love thee. Amen. Amy, what's the name of the song? There it is. By Sidewalk Prophets, the words that I would say. You can go to it, Google it, find it, and you know what I'm talking about. She bawls crying, calls Amy, and we're in the post office. She calls and tells us the whole story. And the Spirit of a God breaks me and Amy, and we weep and cry for 30 minutes solid, sitting in the post office parking lot. And God says this, that come out of 3 days praying in the Holy Ghost, son. That's what happens supernaturally when you pray in the Holy Ghost. God knows what you got need of. It could be that God has got somebody clear across the other side of town, and because you're lining up with the divine order of God and you're sending out a signal, when God comes through there, he says, wow, look at Brother Mark. Man, he is really sending out a strong signal. I got to work in his life supernaturally. I got to do something in his heart supernaturally. I got to bless his life. I got to bless his family. I got to bless his job. God, listen to me. God's got supernatural vacations for you that you don't even know about yet. Can you say amen? God's got a supernatural house. He's got supernatural vehicles. He's got supernatural everything for your life. All you got to do is be obedient to the divine order of God and pray in the Holy Ghost every day. Give him a hand clap of praise in the house. I like what Ephesians 1 and 3 says. Can you put it on the screen for me? Blessed be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, read that with me, us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Oh, my. Think about what we just read. Blessed be to God, the Father of Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings. These are not temporal blessings, people. These are spiritual blessings that God wants to bless your life with. Supernatural stuff. Somebody look at your next door neighbor and say, I want some supernatural stuff. I want some supernatural stuff. I want some supernatural things from God. In heavenly places in Christ. Look at Ephesians 3 and 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly, wait a minute, above all that we what? Ask or think, underline this in your Bible if you've not already done it, according to the power that's working in where? In us. And every time God sees the anointing of the Spirit of God in operation, and you're acknowledging the Spirit, and you're sending out a signal, God is, oh, shikorababaki, avarababaki, la 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 boko. God is going to supernaturally bless you above all that you can ask. Oh, now I can ask for a lot of stuff, y'all. Y'all hearing me preach? I said, I can ask for a lot of good things, and above all that you can ask or even think, the Bible says. All you got to do is just acknowledge the divine order of God in every day of your life. It's more than just becoming a Christian. It's more than just becoming a believer. It's a lot more than just receiving Christ and, boom, just stopping. Now you're not growing spiritually anymore. You've received Christ, yes. You come to church, and when you die, you'll go to heaven. But you're not growing spiritually, and you're not recognizing the Spirit of God in God's divine order. You know what? I like to look at it like this. God can give you a small peek at what heaven and supernatural things are going to be like in heaven when you get there. You'll be experiencing some powerful stuff. Let me tell you another story. One of the sisters that's in Laredo, Texas, is a woman. Her name is Consuelo. Her husband, Sugar, went way up high. They rushed him to the emergency room. The doctor said it's bad. It looks bad. He may possibly die. We don't even know if he's going to be able to get out of the hospital without passing away. It's really bad. She starts to praying. She calls everybody she can think of on the phone. She's been to our church several times to preach, by the way. God moves through her life tremendously. She's a wonderful minister, and she's anointed of God. And she's praying and she's seeking God and she's seeking God. Well, all of a sudden, she says that she falls asleep in the emergency room, and she lays her head down on top of her husband's chest, and in I walk, but in her dream. I walk into the dream, and I say this: the Lord has heard your prayer, and God is sending help on the way right now. Hold on just a little bit more. She wakes up by a large woman that walks in the door that's glowing from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And the woman reaches over and touches her and says, "Get up." And the woman's hand pierces the chest of the man and comes out and backs up and says, "You're healed," and walks out of the room. Give Jesus a hand clap of praise. That's supernatural. And she comes to our church and she says, "Brother David, I just got to tell you that you're the one that walked into my dream and told me that everything was going to be okay. It wasn't nobody else. But because of the Spirit of God," listen, "because of the Spirit of God, when you're praying in the Spirit, God can use you to go into people's dreams, to walk into people, to walk into somebody else's life and to give them a word from God," hallelujah, "and you don't even know what's going on. You don't even know what's happening in the Spirit because God's just controlling that thing, but all you're doing is just lining up with the divine order of God, and you're worshiping God in spirit and in truth, and you're praying in the Holy Ghost, because he that prayeth unto God prayeth not unto man. He prays unto God. He that prayeth in that unknown tongue, pray in mysteries." I'm going to ask my wife to come to the keyboard if that's okay, Pastor. Amy, please come. You will have to acknowledge the divine order of God if you will ever receive anything supernatural from